29 minutes to the hour is the time, and we welcome Sabina to the programme. Sabina Trench, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And thank you, as always, for joining us. Now, we have an email in, Sabina, from NL. I'm interviewing for a job which requires management experience. I'm not a manager by title, but I definitely am in my role. How do I get this across? That's a rather interesting one. Not officially a manager by title, but in terms of the job which NL does, that's part and parcel of his or her job spec, as it were.
Right, okay. I think that would probably resonate with a lot of your listeners. And in fact, I had a client only last week, and we were doing a mock interview, and she was, you know, applying for a higher grade in public service, and I was talking to her, and it became apparent quite quickly when we were talking that she was definitely doing more than her current title. And we had a discussion about that, and it was just like this issue here, is how do you get that across? Because obviously on your CV or your application form, you've had to say what your title is. And I think it's very important to get that up there and up front very quickly in the interview, where you might say something like, you'll see, you know, maybe where they ask you to talk about yourself, you know, or maybe talk us through your application or something, that you might say, well, you'll see that my current role says that I am, oh, I don't know, the general administrator, but to be honest, my role is more reflective of an office manager or something like that. So get that in good and early and reiterate that point and try and give your examples to show that. But I would say that a number of times throughout the interview if that is the case.
There may well be situations where you've got a person in a position like this who is pretty adept at assuming responsibilities that may not be within their contract of employment, but they do have a sense of, what's the word I'm looking for here, that they can work on their own initiative.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, that suits a lot of bosses and a lot of managers at times, because they don't have to pay you for the work, but you're doing
it. Well, that's precisely it, you know, and you may in fact be assuming responsibilities which properly should be those of the manager, but if you're seen as the type of person who's prepared to assume those roles and work on your own initiative, then you're going to be allowed to do that, but as you say, without any remuneration or without any increased remuneration.
Yeah, or what can be often more important, without the title to go with it. You know, that is really important in a lot of cases on an application form or a CV. You know, people do tend to scan the titles and, you know, to sort of get a sense of who or what they're looking at here. The other part of it as well, and it's kind of around the fringes of what you've just said there, is that you could be the type of person who, you know, uses your own initiative and does take on extra responsibilities. I would also say it's really important to get across that those extra responsibilities that you do are with the agreement of your manager or your supervisor or whatever, so that you're not going off on these solo runs, you know, without any kind of approval, I suppose, or some kind of delegation of that responsibility to you. Because it's one thing that you might be saying, well, you know, I actually coordinated such and such, and really behind the scenes, you know, your boss or whatever wasn't really that keen on you doing it, but, you know, you did it anyways, and it might have been the greatest success. But if it is a case where you have agreed these things and it's fairly clear within your organisation or wherever you're working that, you know, okay, John isn't really the manager, but he does seem to be the go-to person, I suppose, in the organisation for lots of different things. So I would make sure that if you are saying that in an interview, that it is, you know, that you're doing that work with the approval of your manager, but also in support of your manager's work. Because everybody likes to be supported, you know, and assisted. And it's always so much nicer to go to somebody and ask them to do a job and or to take on something, and it's not met with a sigh or, you know, well, that really is, you know, is above my pay grade or something like that. So it does definitely give an impression of somebody who's, you know, willing to use their own initiative but isn't we'll say, bound by their own title either, which is always a good thing, you know, and isn't kind of caught up with demarcation and where does it say that on my job description type of attitude. You know, it's always so much nicer to work with people who are willing, you know, to row in on a special project from time to time, you know, where an extra pair of hands or an extra brain is needed or whatever it might be.
So clearly it's important then for NL to strike a balance between, on the one hand, acting on their own initiative, but on the other hand, ensuring that in doing so, they are being supported by their manager and are not attempting to act on their own initiative, but without the knowledge of the manager. The manager needs to know this.
Yeah, to the exclusion of all else. And I would say, as I said, it's important probably to mention it at the outset so that you paint that picture, you flag that, you know, straight away, because somebody might be looking at you and saying, oh, general operative, fine, you know, but it's important for you to say, while my title is general operative, I definitely have a more supervisory role, particularly on the night shift when maybe more senior managers aren't around or something like that. And also to pepper it in or dot it in maybe once or twice in the middle of the interview. And I would also try and get it in before you leave as well, where they might give you the opportunity to say, and is there anything more you'd like to add? And maybe there's an opportunity as well to say that, you know, I am the type of person that, you know, uses my own initiative. And as I said at the start of the interview, you know, my role title doesn't reflect the range and amount of work that I do. And it just, you know, shows my flexibility and willingness to, you know, like I say, row in where there's an extra, an extra pair of hands needed or an extra body needed on a project, you know, to get it over the line. I'm always willing, you know, to go that extra bit, because the fact of it is, to be honest with you, not everybody's like that.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's trying to, you know, set yourself apart. And if your listener is there and they have, we'll say, carved out this place where they've done a bit more, well, it's, you know, it's only fair that they'd get the advantage of that in an interview situation.
And just one final point. Would an interview board frown on a candidate who, in this, unlike this instance, is not a manager by title, but definitely is in his or her role, but does so without the knowledge of the manager or employer?
Yeah, I think they would probably probe there in an interview situation where they might say, and, you know, how did you end up taking on that role? Or, you know, did you consult with your supervisor before you did that? And they would delve into that a little bit more to kind of scratch the surface and see, you know, like that, does it fall on the, with the approval of my supervisor or manager, or this is a solo run and I do this kind of stuff all the time? I mean, one thing that you could do that might avoid that as well is say, you know, and my manager or my current employer is there as a referee, and he or she will bear this out. I'd be absolutely certain of that, you know, so that by saying that, it's even more convincing that almost like, here's the phone, you can ring them, and I'll tell you now, they will tell you exactly what I'm saying. And there's an honesty in that, I think, that an interview panel would pick up on.
That is actually a very important point, that that NL is not going on these solo runs oblivious of everyone else, I would think.
No, it is. It's definitely important because, as I say, it's one thing to roll in when you're needed, but it's another thing to, say, get into that situation in a working environment where maybe people are sort of grabbing responsibility for work, you know, in terms of self-advancement and that kind of thing, which is a different beast altogether. And, you know, it isn't really conducive to a good and happy work environment, because a lot of this thing, you know, when we talk about interviews and talk about these situations, an awful lot of it really at the end of the day comes down to fit. Is this the type of person that would fit well with the people that we have here already and the people that are working here? And a lot of the other stuff will fall into place, to be honest with you. You know, if they've got capacity and, you know, are keen to learn and, you know, maybe have a bit of initiative and have shown that in a previous job, really, you know, that's all well and good. But the fit and the attitude of the person is as important as anything.
Very good. We shall leave it there. Sabina Trench from Sleenua Careers, as always, many thanks indeed.
Lovely. Thank you, Aidan. Bye-bye.
Good evening to you.